My last question here is, the book is full of little cartoons, bizarro cartoons in particular, which I love as well. You're a bizarro fan, but what's the role of humor here? Like, why the book is written rather tongue-in-cheek at times, and what's the role of humor in tackling this whole fat loss, get lean, get fit project?
Yeah, body fat in this country is, I mean, often as this big doom situation, and the CDC comes out with new statistics and all the states are fat and, we need to change our ways, we're all doomed and we're going to die. But I think we're talking about our food choices every day, and we're talking about our activity choices and who we hang out with and all those things. And I think it's just helpful to kind of lighten up the whole situation and laugh at ourselves sometimes, because some of the things we do are kind of ridiculous, laugh at it instead of thinking, oh, I'm a failure and I'm doomed forever and I'm never going to make a change. Laugh at it. Say, I made a mistake, or I stood over the sink last night and ate some handfuls of cereal, and yeah, that's funny. Who cares? Moving on. I'm going to try to do the better thing tomorrow. So I think kind of taking a lighter approach is really beneficial.
I love that, and I agree. And one of my favorite things to share with my lean eating clients is this funny video done by the kids in the hall, which if you're younger than, 35, you might not get, but it was a sketch comedy TV show from the 80s. And one of my favorite sketches of all time is a guy who buys a bar of chocolate and then progressively attempts to get rid of it in various ways. And so he throws it in the garbage and then goes and picks it out. And then he dumps Drano on it. And then he's washing the Drano off. And then eventually at the end, he resolves he's going to drive his car out into the woods and throw the chocolate bar into the woods. And so he whips it into the woods and it's the middle of the night. And then, of course, he has to go looking for it, right? So it's this very funny capturing of the power that food can sometimes have over us. And you're absolutely right. We definitely need to crack up about it sometimes, otherwise we might just cry.
Yeah, I know. People get, they look at those things and instead of laughing at it, they get really down on themselves and, oh, I'm a nutrition failure. So I agree. I think that's funny and it's great.